invested 14 years of my life in the media and I had nothing to show for it.
Going home to feed my kids or my husband, that's not an excuse.
As a woman, the only thing that would hold you back is when or if you're not ready to put in the work.
All career paths have a certain number of women. We also have women who are standing tall in male-dominated careers. How about the media world? Are women excelling in media? With how demanding the world of media is, are women ready to excel? Let's find out. Hello, my name is Lilian Ogazi, and this is The Bearing coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we'll be looking at women and the media. Are women fully represented in the media? What is holding them back? Women are the bedrock of the society. Hence the call for inclusion in every aspect of societal functions. Of recent, we have seen women take up and excel in male-dominated fields, and we have also seen women excel in fields where they are granted little or no opportunities. In what ways is working in media different? Alero Obise's love for media pushed her into the world of journalism. How has the journey been so far for her?
I started my journey in 2006 and I started with DBN Television Abuja as a programs officer. I would say that, you know, DBN was quite a training ground for a lot of, you know, media people. A lot of big names in the media started from DBN Television. It was quite taxing. It was, you know, a rugged, when I mean rugged, people who have worked in DBN would know what I'm saying. You know, it was a rugged training ground. You know, a lot of people ask me how I survived, you know, working in that kind of environment. But it was because of the passion. I always say this, if you're not passionate about the media, don't even bother yourself because you will not be able to handle it. So I would say it's been quite an interesting ride so far. Okay, let me speak from the perspective of a single woman because that's who I am, yeah? Personally, it's been very, when I mean very, very difficult, you know, balancing work life and every other aspect of my life. And that's because the job is quite time consuming. It's quite taxing. Both physically, emotionally, mentally, like you work with every single, you know, part of your body. And so it's been really, really difficult for me, you know. And so most times when I'm not working, the only thing I want to do is be by myself, you know. So going on dates, hanging out with friends, you know, visiting, it's just not on my priority list because I just want to chill just so I don't break down. Unfortunately, I have not been able to balance it. I could say that easily because, you know, I don't really have any other attachment. Maybe if I was married, maybe I would make it a priority. But at the moment, I don't really have any strong attachment to any other thing. Being a woman in media, I don't think the challenges that we face as, you know, journalists, I don't think it's different from any other challenges that other women face in their different professions. You know, it's the same thing. It's the fact that you have to prove yourself twice as hard. You know, you're working hard, super hard, but because you're a woman, you have to do more just to prove yourself. It's not like the men. For the men, all they need to do is, you know, come to work and just be a man and do their thing. But the woman, they don't have that laxity. They need to prove themselves. Their voice needs to be louder. They need to be more aggressive in everything that they're doing than just so they can get just a quarter of the respect that their male colleagues get. Do I think women are ready to excel in media? Really? Of course they are. That shouldn't even be a bone of contention. As a matter of fact, right from time immemorial, the only thing that women have been struggling to do is a shot to show what they are capable of. So yeah, I think that of course they definitely want to excel in the media and definitely in other professions. Yeah, some people have a school of thought that women are always giving excuses, you know, being married, going home to feed kids and all of that, being pregnant. But those are not excuses, if we have to be honest. Those are actual responsibilities. We have to be a wife and kill it. We have to be a mom and be excellent. We have to, you know, come to work and still kill it. Yes, don't get me wrong, there are some women who use these things as an excuse just to get away from some certain work responsibilities, but ultimately these things are not response. These are real life issues here. Men don't get pregnant. Yeah, men don't run home to say, I'm going to cook for my wife, I'm going to cook for my kids. And no, women are definitely not holding themselves back. As a matter of fact, like I said earlier, all an average modern woman wants to do is to prove to you that, listen, I can be a mom, I can be a wife, I can still kill it, you know, in my career and all of that. So I don't think women are holding themselves back. I think women are doing more than they've ever done before. Go check it out.
Similarly, Jane Lawrence, or that middle girl as she would call herself, spent the better part of her youth in the media world. Was it worth it? How was her journey?
I would say that I've been in the media since 2008, right after NYC service. I finished my NYC in 2007. As a matter of fact, I started journalism during my NYC OBS. I think they call it Outdoor Broadcasting Service, and that's if I'm still correct. So afterwards, I got a job with a local station in Delta State, Warwick, to be precise. It's called Jeremy FM, JFM for short, where I personally began to learn the ropes in the world of media. Then after I moved to Cool FM in Abuja in 2010, and then in 2017, I got employed in People's Television on Star Times, where I transitioned from radio to TV. Now, in 2017, I moved to Arise TV, and now I'm an independent content creator, and I am creating my own media space on YouTube, primarily where I talk on love, sex, relationship, marriage, and all of that good stuff. And I am definitely looking forward towards my big picture, where I would have my own show, where I could just be that Oprah Winfrey in no time. Now, that's a very tricky question for me. And if I were to be honest, I might just cause a lot of chaos and spill a lot of things that go on in the media, especially as it concerns me. But I would just say that it honestly wasn't worth it for me. And if I have kids or are interested in going into journalism, I would discourage them, most especially practicing journalism in Nigeria. It's not profitable, to be honest with you, unless they live in America or in the UK, where, you know, journalists are treated like proper celebrities and they are paid handsomely for it. Here in Nigeria, journalists just work the hardest. They invest so much of their lives, so much of their time into their jobs, and yet they get peanuts. They're being old salaries. If you want me to tell you about my journey, it has not been so easy. I have gone through a lot. Pension is nothing to write home about. The way journalists are being treated in Nigeria is so bad. For me, my journey as a journalist was more of downs than more of ups. Nope, I would tell you, it's pretty much difficult for you to create a balance, you know, in life or with your life or for your life working as a journalist, because it's quite demanding. It takes your time, it takes your energy, it takes your mind, it's draining and all of that stuff. You know, you have deadlines, you have things to do, and so you find yourself soaked in the job. While I was working as a journalist, I always found it really difficult to balance my life as a single woman. Most of the time, I usually work on the overnight, right? Like from maybe 10 p.m. till the next morning. And before you know it, it's time for work. So you find yourself having a repetitive activities going on. You find it difficult to socialize because the friends that you have are people that you're working with. That's why you have a lot of journalists who are like antisocial, because they're always behind the mic, all right? They've been so comfortable being behind the mic. It's difficult trying to find a balance as a journalist, especially if you're working for someone. But now that I am a content creator, I have control over my time. I am not answerable to anyone. So I definitely can create a balance, because I am the boss. I create the balance when I need to create the balance. Oh, lots of challenges. Oh, well, I've been sexually harassed. That's one of the major challenges that I faced, you know, as a journalist. To me, that was the biggest ever, because what happened was at the end of the day, I got laid off. The truth is, I am not even looking for, because at the end of the day, I invested 14 years of my life in the media and I had nothing to show for it. I've gone through the phase of not being paid salary for months, for years, 2 years. They tend to manipulate you and make you feel like you're actually not good enough. Of course, women can actually excel in the media. That's if they're dedicated and they have an understanding spouse. But to be honest, if you check out, a lot of women that are in the media that are not married find it very difficult to get married. Them and I have a couple of friends that are not married. They're single. It's difficult as a single woman, you know, and I don't know why. If they eventually get married, they have to turn down that job. They have to sacrifice their career to be able to give more time to their family. And that's because media is very demanding, very exhausting. For a woman to really excel in media, especially a Nigerian woman, I would advise, from my own experience, she has to be married first before she gets into the media, because it's pretty difficult for you to be in the media as a single woman and be married. I am speaking from experience. It only behoves on the woman to decide which is greater for her career or her family, all right? So yeah, it's possible for women in the media to excel, but they just have to choose.
Different tales there. Well, that was Jane Lawrence sharing her story. As a young girl, wanting to be like that glamorous TV presenter you see on TV is always at the top of your list. But the journey there truly is not an easy one, as emphasized by these women. But let us listen to some young female journalists who narrate what it is like to be a woman in the world of media.
Being a woman in the media industry has been quite a rewarding, intriguing, and an eye-opening experience, and I would say it has definitely been worth it. I have always been someone that has been passionate about storytelling. My aim as I got into this industry was to uncover the real and true stories of Nigeria and Nigerians, and I would like to say that I got to do this, and it has been an experience that I would never trade for anything. Journalism is a profession that has no bias for anyone, regardless of gender, race, tribe, or anything like that. I think it is a profession that is quite open to people of different genders. But like any other profession, obviously there are challenges. And one of those challenges I faced as a woman, first and foremost, that will come to my head immediately, is that time. I never had time for myself. I was always engrossed in my work, pitching ideas, finding out how to bring these stories to life, meeting with people, talking, interviews, field work. I feel as a man or a woman, you can always excel in journalism. It is a profession that is liberal to me. So as a woman, the only thing that would hold you back is when or if you're not ready to put in the work. As far as you're passionate, as far as you know what you're there for, you know what you're doing, you're honest, you know the value of your integrity, you can excel. Yes, more opportunities can be created for women in journalism, but in my reality and in my experience, I feel like there is the opportunity. I have never been discriminated against because I'm a woman. Rather, I've been given multiple opportunities to better myself, and I feel like that is also available for every woman out there.
Being a woman in media, it's been wonderful. Media can be very tasking. I believe women can excel in media, right? You know, basically, we can excel in media. We see a lot of women excelling in media. We see the Abike Daberis, we see the Ruth Opia, we see the Abroad, we see the Christina Mampoa. Is it possible that maybe you might have to forego certain things to be like the Christina Mampoa that travels to cover some of these dangerous events? It's, you know, possible, but, you know, you could have a marriage and have an understanding partner. That's the question you're asking, and which will make it not a problem. Well, I wouldn't say that women are holding themselves back. It's possible, and it's possible that they equally lack opportunities. Now, I use again a Christina Mampoa. We say that before she became an interviewer for top government officials, you know, she covered war fronts. You know, we see some of these people in foreign media, and some people equally in Nigeria who do some of these, you know, go down to the nitty-gritty and get to see what's happening in those areas. But then, you know, because you want to be safe, oh, you're a woman, we can't send you there, we don't want anything to happen to you, and if you're not married, oh, your husband will kill us, you know. So some of these things, you know, some of these, you know, tags, because you're a woman, you can't go there. The woman might want to go there, but because, oh, I better go, you know, or because she's married, or so, you see, these are the things. So it plays both ways, as far as I'm concerned. You could be holding yourself back because, I better go. I just want to come, write my script, go home. And, you know, because, your gender is not like, because they want to keep you safe.
So based on my personal experience, the media industry is not easy for the women. Okay, why do I say this? One, the major annoying thing about being a media personnel as a woman is that men attribute it to you being a prostitute. The fact that we need to network with people, we need to meet people, you don't know. Somebody that just, like, you just walk past now might be a possible guest for your next show. And you need to network with people. You want to get to know them. Then secondly, the working environment, or should I say the working schedule. In a media, every media house is meant to have a roster, like a shift. You can't come to work every blessed day and keep on having the same routine back to back. It's stressful. As a woman, it's even more hectic, especially as a married woman. It doesn't help you or make you function properly at home. Then coming to work again, you're less productive, that kind of thing. So sometimes some of those media houses, you don't run a shift pattern. And when you don't run a shift pattern, people get exhausted. Okay, you're trying, if you're giving an excuse and like, oh, I'm married, my husband has to do this, they start asking a question like, oh, are you picking your marriage over the job? If you can't do the job, go and face your husband, things like that. That's why you see, it's always most of the ladies in media, if you're not single, they're older women that are children already adults. Because if, as a young mother, it's not even going to be easy for you. Media has no holiday, yeah, because we always have to pass information to the masses. So apart from the fact that, although sometimes some women actually hold themselves back, some women, but not all, but most of the time you see that as a woman, when you join the media space, I had someone told me basically that she had dreams of being in the mass communication, studying mass communication, being in the media space, but after I think 2 years experience, that she's not interested anymore, she's done with it. So it's very stressful and hectic.
Some female journalists, they are telling us what it is being a woman in media. So what exactly is holding women back? We will find out shortly. You are listening to The Bearing, coming to you from Daily Trust. You can listen to or download this episode on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and TuneIn Radio by searching for The Bearing. You can also listen on Nas FM 89.9 in Yola and Unity FM 93.3 in Jos. We will be going on break. Do stay. You are welcome back. This is The Bearing, coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we are talking about women in media, their challenges, struggles, and hindrances. Before we went on break, we spoke to some female journalists who shared their challenges in the media industry. What exactly is holding women back? Is it societal expectation, or the women themselves are not ready to excel in media? Let us listen to some men in the industry.
The women are actually doing great. They've been actually given great opportunities. There is some sort of presence when a woman is actually seen on the media. Tone, dressing, voice, presentation, it's always unique. Many prefer to even see the women actually, you know, broadcasting news, or most of the times, you know, presenting, because they have a manner of seeing things in a different way, away from the regular average man who actually lives every day. But I'm not saying that the men are not doing enough. Of course, the men are doing so much as well. And yes, the women have been given great opportunities, and they are growing every single day. Well, of course, there's that tendency where we tend to want to make things logical in our senses. That is to say, whatever it is we bring about to the table, we want to dissect it and say, this is how it should be, that is how it should look like, blah, blah, blah. And most of the times we do understand that right from the start of media, it's men who have always been in charge. But upon growing and evolution, women started coming in. Women started growing more and more, and they started making more presence even in the media, which is very, very delectable. But society's expectations, we could say it's a 50-50 type type of thing, because there are people who feel women should just, you know, be at home in terms of cultural standards or traditional standards, but without understanding that even in culture and tradition, evolution of development is also a thing. So society will speak, yes, but in this day and age, in this era of ours, there's really no time to actually allow society dictate what should and what shouldn't be. So which means that no matter what society says in this day and age, a woman is actually growing in the media and excelling. Nothing is actually holding a woman down, according to me, though.
I understand that there is a good percentage of women in the media, but they are not given opportunities, like enough opportunities to thrive and prosper as they could. There are probably many factors that account for that, but I think one of them is the increasing stereotypes about the capacity of women and their ability to deliver as much as men. For instance, there are a lot of women in television and radio stations, and even in print and online newspapers, but how many are there as editors, as directors, and the rest, for instance? So I think what's contributed to that is the unconscious bias that leads to lack of women's leadership across the media industries. And there are also the cultural challenges and social condition all affect the ability of media organizations to include women experts, and that is to be expert and also to get put in boxes by ingrained cultural beliefs. And the lack of inclusion of women experts has serious consequences. When male experts are prioritized, women's hard work and contributions are devalued, and they are robbed of the recognition and public acclaim that they deserve. Therefore, excluding women with expertise in their fields also reinforces the idea that women's roles are to assist men in their work, and that can be obvious in the media. The imbalance in sources can also be linked to the higher percentage of men in positions of power and authority, and women's tendencies to be less overconfident about their own abilities and expertise due to social conditioning.
In media, I think women are given great opportunities, and I do think that they are ready to grow. It's fascinating. It's amazing how much of the media space, low level, mid level, high level, and also in various spheres, like when it comes to editing, in the front of camera, behind the camera, there are women. What they do is amazing, and women are, in fact, very exceptional in this industry. I think society's expectations of women definitely is something that holds women back from various spheres. This is, I would say, very deeply ingrained in mentalities across the world, because it takes a lot of sacrifice to excel in a career. I usually have to invest thousands and thousands of hours. Women usually have the pressure to build their personal lives, build a relationship, build a marriage, and this is demanding. Borrow this popular adage, how you can't serve two masters. Not literally, of course, but it's challenging for women to have as much dedication to careers as men do.
Those were some men sharing their thoughts. It is usually said that women are capable of multitasking. Some are moms, housewives, daughters, and are still excelling in their career paths. How exactly do they do it? In the world of media and journalism, we have women who have ascended to the height of their careers despite the challenges and still create a balance. How exactly did they do it? Bilkisu Ahmed had a chat with a veteran female journalist. Let's listen to them.
My name is Medina Dauda Nadabo. I am the Bureau Coordinator and Program Officer of the Voice of America Bureau in Abuja. Well, you really put it right. Good, bad, and ugly. Okay, let's start with the good. The good part is I started this journalism work as a very young girl. I had all the support that I was going to have from my seniors at work, my colleagues at FRC and Kaduna, and I went through all the trainings. So you see, that's the good part. Now, which one is the bad one now? The bad one, I would say, is the kind of possibly humiliation or intimidation that a woman gets when she goes out to an assignment in the midst of men. You know, in those days, it used to be men's world. Not now, that it is now women's world. They will want to intimidate you. They will want to frustrate you. They try to say you won't meet up because you're a woman. You are too soft because you're a woman. And there are jobs that are meant for men only. They have that domineering attitude, you know, and they'll want to intimidate you with it, actually. They tried, but here I am today, so which means they didn't succeed. The ugly part is, would I really say it's ugly? It may not be ugly, but it's part of human life. It's part of living. That at a point, a woman would want to get married, and you need also to go out in convincing your husband that he has to allow you to go to work, and so on and so forth. I call that the ugly part, because, you know, convincing men to really allow you get what you want at the time you want it is difficult.
Okay, so some women journalists actually complain that some women don't excel or succeed in journalism because of the limitations they have, especially if they are married. What can you say about that? Was it the same for you?
I won't say there is any limitations at all, except, of course, if you do not want the job. But there are no limitations for women. In fact, after I started in 1980 as an on-air personality, before I started filing stories and working in the news and current affairs department, it is challenging for a woman when you have to combine everything. But I don't think there's limitations, because as far as I'm concerned, we are the best. We're the best managers, we're the best in everything, except if a woman does not want to do it. That's when you think there are limitations. When you go all out and use the strength that God has given you as a woman, you excel in everything. And I know that any woman who sets a goal for herself excels.
Combining that with being married, how has it been for you?
Yes, that is where your planning skills should come into play. If you have a life that you know you want to live as a woman, you plan towards it. When you are married, there are times that you will have children. There are times that possibly where you work, they give you some months for maternity leave. And maybe those months are not enough for you. You need more months. You need to work and plan towards getting what you want. If they give you 3 months, for instance, and you need like 4 or 5 months to get your child to start eating cereal.
Okay, so other challenges that female journalists say they face is sexual harassment, discrimination in news reports. For example, some beats are not given to them because they are women. How was it then?
I never experienced that. During our time, there was nothing like special beats for women. We come into the newsroom, we meet the editor. We meet every day, you know. And then you meet the editor, and there are a lineup of assignments on the blackboard in the newsroom for everybody. So the editor might say, something is happening at the government house, Medina, go and cover. Or there's a protest march out there, Ismail, go and cover. It was just the work.
We needed
just to do the job and do it well. They look at your capability. If you're the type that is vibrant and strong, they know they could give you assignments that some weak ones cannot do. She's a woman, she can cover protest marches, she can cover conferences, she can cover anything that is newsworthy. So I never experienced that. The part of the sexual harassment, yes, as a woman, you cannot rule that out. There are times that you go to assignments and somebody, you know, could just want to toast you. Not because he wants to victimize you. It could be real that he saw you and he likes you and he wants to get close. It depends on how you receive that person. If you have the character of taking them along until you get to know who that person is, you know how to approach it.
Would you kind of tell me if it's okay for a career woman, young journalists, women like us coming up, to actually choose when the need arises to choose between our careers and being married?
It's not choosing. It's not, you may find it difficult to choose. You have to think of how to combine both. It is something that you have to start discussing with your fiance from the beginning of your relationship so that both of you can understand each other. There has to be that mutual agreement between the two of you before you combine both.
That was Medina Dauda sharing her story with Bilkisu Ahmed. Just like Medina, we have so many other women who have conquered and succeeded in the world of media despite the challenges. So yes, we can. Yes, women can do it all. Just put your mind to it and be ready to put in the work. After all, what a man can do, a woman can do it better. This is where we draw the curtain of this episode of The Bearing. Thank you so much for listening. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to making this program successful. The Bearing is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com. You can also listen in or download The Bearing on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by simply searching for The Bearing. You can listen in on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola and Unity FM 93.3 in Jos. Remember that it is open for sponsorship and advert placement. So if you intend to sponsor an episode of The Bearing, call us on 0913 893 3390. Now, if you have questions or comments or suggestions of topics you would like us to talk about, let us know on our social media handles on Instagram and Twitter at @daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. You can also send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913 893 3390. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.